This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Why do TV people always stare at themselves in the mirror, in the monitor?
Dawn?
It's actually, no, the directors will do this, especially if they're annoyed with what the anchor people are saying or whatever, especially during the commercial break.
Oh, really?
So they put it up. It's like the parakeet effect.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look at my hair.
Yeah. Ooh, look at my hair.
There, so it's like a distraction. It's pretty funny.
All right. Let's get down to business. We did have some news right off the top with Dawn on a sad front, but at 6:06, we officially kick off round number one of the news with the great Dawn Stensland.
And good morning. This Tuesday morning, December 16th, 19 degrees, heating up. Really not, to 34 degrees today. Sponsored by Kitchen Magic in the news this morning. Paying final respects to Officer Andy Chan. Today, the funeral procession, right now, as I speak, the funeral procession is making its way down I-95 from Givenish Funeral Home in the Northeast, and then it'll make its way to police headquarters. And then at that point, the Commissioner Bethel, who we just saw Friday night, speaking obviously at the Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation and fundraiser and holiday annual event honoring Andy Chan, really, and his and 10 other families. But in any event, they'll pick up the commissioner basically that will proceed then on to the basilica. The public invited from 8 to 11 a.m. So Philadelphia Police Department members of the community did gather last night to begin paying the final respects to Officer Andy Chan. Served more than 20 years, and commanders from across the department marching to Holy Redeemer Chinese Catholic Church as his family members looked on. His widow Tang, who spoke so eloquently Friday night at the event that we attended shortly after a public viewing was held for Officer Chan. He died, of course, December 2nd after 6 years of intensive care following that 2019 crash in which an elderly driver struck his motorcycle as he was on his way, midway, on his way to work that morning in uniform. And so that horrible accident really kicked off so much support for Officer Chan, his children, his now widow, but wife Tang, and it has been a difficult time. He had, a lot of people didn't realize he was, when he, that he was, suffered that brain injury. And so when he went home from the hospital to be in the care of his wife at home, and obviously she had some support, you know, medical support there, but they didn't realize he still had that critical brain injury, which tragically he never could survive from. But he was 55 years young, grew up in Philadelphia's Chinatown neighborhood, attended locally Holy Redeemer, same church where last night's viewing took place. And so our condolences, our prayers are with the family and really with the broader police family. And he was somebody who, as we know, because he actually was interviewed in our studios, in our former studios in Old City, Zioli, and that was the Behind the Badge series that's been going on, 15 years. And so we all got to know him, but he was a wonderful public spokesperson for things like recruitment, just really was a natural on camera and a natural broadcaster. And I think just because of his outgoing personality, everybody kind of feels like you knew him. And so our just, you know, in the situation, it's really a celebration of Andy Chan's life. A good person, a local hero, and today our hero will be honored with these services at the Basilica Saints Peter and Paul. Like I say, the public invited to pay respects from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., but then the formal church services and funeral services follow, seating reserved for family, friends, law enforcement, and many dignitaries expected.
Love the foundation. Hate the fact that it has to exist because of the tragedies, obviously, and now the growing list of strong, courageous widows, from Steph Mack to Marissa Fitzgerald to now, sadly, Tang Chan.
Yeah, it's so true. What do they all say? And Judy Cassidy says it. Maureen Faulkner says it. That it's the best club you never want to join.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to paraphrase and summarize it. Yep.
Or maybe it's Mark O'Connor, but I think it was one of the widows who kind of coined that a while back.
Right.
So in any event, also not just honoring Officer Chan, but clearly many road closures in and around Philadelphia. Quite frankly, that's why they left this morning in the 5 o'clock hour. And so this impacts you right now if you're on 95, but as well, many closures, particularly after the 6 a.m. hour. So right now, as they prepare then to head for the Basilica and all the street closures for the funeral services and the procession there and then the aftermath. So that'll be all shut down, especially in and around the Basilica. So a heads up on that one for sure. So a lot going on today locally as we pay our respects. We also, busy day as always for Philadelphia police as we think about what's going on. But there is a investigation as surveillance video from local businesses that captured the crash that killed a 63-year-old woman happened early in the morning. The woman riding as a passenger in an Uber when that car crash happened just after 7 a.m. This is actually yesterday morning, according to Philadelphia police. And so in this one, there is a search right now. It made a loud boom sound, huge crash. 51-year-old Uber driver rushed to the hospital, expected to recover. In this one, video from the scene showing a man getting out of a Nissan Maxima immediately after the crash and then just running away on foot. So investigators say they know who they're looking for because they can trace, they have the video and they can, track the ownership papers to the Nissan Maxima. So the man they are searching for ID'd as 35-year-old Joseph Sini. So we have that one going on, active search this morning.
Who ditches their car and runs away after an accident? I've never heard of that. Unless it was a stolen vehicle. But if it's your registered vehicle, you think you're going to get away with it?
Or the only times I've covered that is when somebody doesn't want their breath analyzed or their blood alcohol analyzed.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just, you asked, when does that happen?
Yeah.
I'm just citing my experience.
I could
right?
see that. Yep.
So we also have in the news as well, and I can't remember. I think that we talked about this. This was a breaking news story right around mid-morning-ish. So I think that we had this later in the morning. For those of you who weren't listening and you're in this early morning hours, we did have a thwarted attempted attack New Year's Eve. And this is an incredible story. The FBI announcing this one as the FBI, Pam Bondi, the Trump administration announcing mid-morning yesterday that this terror attack, if you will, a terror cell shut down. And another one of these attacks that, could have been horrifying, mass destruction type situation. But the news this morning is that four people are formally charged with plotting this New Year's Eve attack, or I should say a series of attacks in Southern California. And so this began with a DOJ arrest of the four people in connection with this so-called New Year's Eve terror plot in California. So federal law officials, I guess it was, I'm trying to remember, I think it was mid-morning that we learned about this, but Attorney General Pam Bondi, obviously Cash Patel, FBI, Justice Department, FBI prevented, they say, what would have been a massive, horrific terror plot in the Central District of California. And in Los Angeles, Orange County, there are some ties to New Orleans as well. But these individuals were actually arrested, and they, thank God, they say that they caught them prior and they could prevent this. They say that it's a case, another reminder about the dangers that radicalized Antifa-like groups pose to people, pose to public safety. And we need the rule of law. Mm-hmm. So in these individuals, the defendants ID'd in court papers, and do you have this in your big take?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Just
okay.
A general thing, but go ahead.
I know you have a lot in your big take, so I just want to make sure. But Audrey Carroll, Zachary Page, Dante Gaffield, Tina Lai, those are the four that have been ID'd, and the investigation continues.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that one going on.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
The other story that broke yesterday was that news conference. I know we'll get into it, so there's a lot breaking that I'll headline, but the situation with that news conference that happened in Rhode Island in Providence, talking about the Brown University attack, and that news conference itself widely under attack for just being, and I'll just say it, a hot mess of a news conference, as we're just learning more of what even sources within law enforcement critical saying what a debacle this thing is.
It really is. I mean, a lot of people are echoing what you said yesterday of how can you sit there and say he's still at large, yet nobody's in danger, right? Like, that was your main takeaway yesterday. Yeah. You've never heard that before. This guy is still at large with a firearm, armed and dangerous, and yet this buffoon is sitting up there with no answers to anything, but also says, we don't have to worry about your safety and security on the campus. Now, I would just assume and presume that the suspect has fled the Providence, Rhode Island area. I highly doubt he's hanging around within 2 miles of the campus, but still, you can't sit there and say that.
Yeah, and then to your point, during the news conference, there were contradictions, corrections within the news conference. The news reporter just asking, can you describe the suspect? Do you have a weight guesstimate? That sort of thing. Couldn't really give any of that. Couldn't even say the gender of the individual. And that was bizarre.
And how about this, too? I have the one of the updated versions from Yahoo with Brown University shooting victim identified, person of interest released. And in like the third paragraph, it says, quote, several media outlets quoted students and other witnesses saying that the shooter yelled Allahu Akbar before opening fire in the building. Wouldn't you think the media would maybe want to, I don't know, run with that as perhaps one of the top leads?
They asked the news media did ask that of the Providence officials. This is 34, Phil.
Oh, it's like talking about burying one.
The shooter yelled something right before his shot came in. Can you tell us what that was?
Yes, yeah, part of the investigation, Johnny Mukta.
The only reason I ask that, though, is, for instance, like with the Unabomber, his brother recognized the writing. So it's possible a friend or family member might recognize if the person said something that was significant.
Correct.
That's why you don't... Other than the 9mm, is there anything else inside that auditorium that you could tell us?
No, that's correct. And listen, like I said earlier, investigations will bring us to evidence that we need to collect in order to be able to prosecute.
With that being said,
we're going to continue to collect evidence. And if it leads us to something to that nature that's going to be extremely helpful for us to identify somebody, we'll be the first ones to put it out.
Alex, follow up on John's question. Did the suspect yell, like has been reported, and there's been some erroneous reporting, but did he yell when he came in the classroom? And how valuable have witness statements been from those who survived?
Listen, my heart goes out to the victims. It goes out to the families. And I'll tell you that their cooperation has been extremely helpful. With that being said, we'll continue, and I'm going to respect the fact that, and I hope that they get better, and my heart and soul goes out to them. So,
did he yell them? That's
something that we're investigating. We took statements, and we have to confirm that.
So,
look how they shut this down.
We're going to wrap it up here.
The mayor's a real pencil neck, too.
Well, maybe they don't have like, you know, concrete proof. You know what I mean? So maybe it's a good thing that we don't just speculate and we say things, you know, that are true, unlike people on Twitter.
I didn't get it from Twitter.
No. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying
it's in a Yahoo story.
I understand what you guys are saying.
Mainstream media has it, but they bury it.
Maybe the officials are being tight-lipped about it because they don't have concrete proof that it's true or not.
This police chief, since the day he got in front of the microphone on Saturday, has looked very incompetent to me. Looks very in over his head and outmatched. That's just me. He might be great behind the scenes, but from a speaking presentation standpoint, you might want to have your I's dotted and your T's crossed because he's up there correcting himself every other word, looking for the mayor for help. Like, come on, dude, get it together, homie. This is your Super Bowl.
So I didn't report it yesterday. I still haven't said what Nick just said because it's your training generally is that you always want to err on the side of caution and to be responsible. The only thing I'll say in defense of what Nick is saying here, Greg, is that, in fact, it wasn't day one or day two. This is day three.
Yeah.
When, you know what I'm saying? They clearly have, I mean, there were 9 students wounded. This was a lecture hall full of you know, students. And so either you heard something or you didn't. And so for them not even to address, they said they did yell something, though. I mean, they're talking to family members or the students themselves, the reporter pool. They know they believe what was said, because why would somebody in that lecture hall lie?
Sure.
And my only question is this, and I'm just going to ask it very objectively. If, God forbid, that person had yelled out, "Make America great again," would it be reported by day three or today, day four?
It's amazing how we have certain protected classes of people based on what they say or how they identify, and the way the media will, you know, bury one thing, yet plaster another thing across your screen until your head explodes. Yeah. I guarantee you, if this guy would have said death to Israel, or if he would have said anything that the media leans in favor of, oh, we would know about it. But because this guy may have allegedly have said something from an Islamic background, you know, we got to keep protecting these people. You can't have it both ways. You can't sit here and say, you know, Muslims don't jive with Christians, and then just bury this, you know. I don't know, whoever wrote this for Yahoo, that would be my lead. But then again, I'm not a journalist. I just give you my gut feeling on the radio.
Well, the problem with this is that they would not even acknowledge it. And so you don't want to report something like that, which is clearly incendiary. And you don't want to report it and then later have to retract it.
Yeah.
So that's why you don't. Greg's right and you're right.
It gives off the same vibes as the January 6th pipe bomber. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think the Biden administration would have identified the 30-year-old if he was a white Christian male? Come on.
I mean, even if they said, hey, we have, there were a ton of students there, and we have some of them who heard something different. We're trying to find some audio or some kind of reasoning with this.
Yeah.
We have, yesterday I did report that, one of the victims identified by her church in Alabama, 19-year-old Ella Cook, sophomore from Alabama. And Ella Cook was vice president of the Brown University College Republicans, and then also killed a freshman, Muhammad Aziz Umerkazov. And he's been identified as the second victim of Brown University, naturalized citizen from Uzbekistan, living in Virginia. His family speaking out, and both of their families devastated by this. We still have 9 students wounded and trying to recover from this thing.
Mm. All I'm saying is that I'm sure there is some sort of truth to this story that Nick reported.
Mm-hmm.
But in this world of Twitter, mm-hmm. where we constantly post pictures of, this is the suspect. Oh, sorry, that wasn't the suspect.
Yeah,
this is this. I'm
mm-hmm.
sorry, that wasn't that.
Mm-hmm.
I am happy that officials are taking the time to actually slow walk this a little bit in order to get all the facts correct. Now, if they're covering something up, that's BS right there. But in my opinion, it's not a bad thing. You know, we don't need to know everything. 24 hours.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like no, in this world, that. In this world we live in with right. Twitter and social media and everything, everybody's a damn detective.
Well, this, yeah, that's what we said yesterday, where these dopes are going and searching once the name is released, looking for the alleged suspect's LinkedIn page. And then these morons post it on social media and they get the wrong person.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying is that it's okay to wait a little bit yeah. to find, you know, to make sure we're pretty buttoned up in all the evidence before we report it, unlike these jerk-offs on social media.
And also, too, with the new footage that was released, there is new surveillance, even though it's not great. You talk about being buttoned up. I mean, this guy had a mask on, and you can't really identify much other than it's a male. I mean, he's got black clothing on, looks like a black mask.
Yeah, this stuff
like
takes time.
Chubby, light-skinned man.
It was not me.
Stop.
It's not going to be, you know, it's not going to, we will find, this isn't Columbo, where, you know, we'll get it in 30 minutes.
Not a Matlock episode.
One more question, you know, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, except that during the news conference, I will say they couldn't even get the timing right.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
You know, it was embarrassing.
It seems very disjointed.
Yeah.
That they're saying, well, this surveillance video showing the man, it appeared that one official thought that was after the attack.
Is the FBI involved in this? Or?
Now they are. So Cash Patel, you know, released the statement that the feds are involved. But generally speaking, the local people, it's their local investigation.
Yeah.
It's like in the movie scenes when they go, oh, the feds are trying to take it over. You know, it's always the battle.
Die Hard.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Amen. That great Christmas movie. And so the FBI offering this $50,000 reward for information leading to the suspect's ID and arrest. New photos of the person of interest released. And the FBI, to Greg's point, releasing a statement that they are continuing to investigate to provide all assets, resources, personnel necessary in a support role. And also, most importantly, the FBI statement says, please continue praying for Brown University, the victims in this horrible tragedy, and all their families and friends. So that from the Cash Patel and the FBI as well. I know there's a lot today, a lot of other local news. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, what he had to say.
We'll get to that in the cut
sheet. Yes, I know it's in the cut sheet. I was teasing.
With Matt Rooney.
Your cut sheet.
But we have to break.
We do have to say our sponsor, which is we're going to feel the magic, not weather-wise today, but later in the week. So right now we're feeling the magic with our friends, Kitchen Magic. This year is almost over. Refresh your home, Kitchen Magic, this December. 30% off cabinet refacing, 50% off bathroom installations. You got to lock this in. Lock in these 2025 prices before it's gone. Family-owned, made in the USA, tariff-proof since 1979. Visit kitchenmagic.com today. Nick, I know the warm-up is in the works, but not soon enough.
Not soon enough, but we do get above freezing today, Dawn. Currently woo-hoo! 21 degrees. Going to be beautiful sunny skies with a balmy high of 34 degrees. But don't worry, the warm-up comes later this week as we hit high 40s, perhaps even low 50s by your weekend. All right, coming up next, we'll get to a Tuesday morning big take on why secure borders matter. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This time of year, there's nothing better than coming home to a warm, welcoming space. And that's why I really want to share with you right away, talk about the Chapman difference with Chapman windows, doors, and siding. This month, my friends at Chapman, they're making it easier than ever to upgrade your home. 24-month zero-interest financing on any project, plus 20% off all siding. So if your windows are drafty, your doors ready for an update, or maybe your home's exterior needs a refresh for the new year, Chapman has you covered. And what I love about Chapman windows, doors, and siding is their craftsmanship, their care, their reputation as a trusted, family-owned and operated local company. They treat your home like it's their own home. And during a season when comfort and togetherness matter the most, that makes all the difference, doesn't it? So as you enjoy the holidays and all the people coming in and out of your home, make sure that it's looking and feeling the best. Call Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding. You can always visit them. Take a virtual tour. ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. ChapmanWindowsDoors.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Tuesday morning, Matt Rooney coming up at 8:30. The cut sheet at 7:45. Nick, Dawn, and Greg, good to have you in. Hopefully all of you are safe and warm during these horrific weather conditions. Nothing like being iced out before Christmas. Gotta love it. But that's what we signed up for here in the Delaware Valley. All right, let's get down to business. Time for a Tuesday morning Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Which is brought to you by Staples. The Big Take: secure borders matter. Vetting matters. Legal immigration matters. Securing your national borders matter. If you don't adhere to that, you don't have true borders. And if you don't have true borders, you have an unsafe, unvetted nation. And wanting to ensure that your citizens are safe and secure from outside threats with evil intentions is not racist. It is not fascist. It is not Islamophobic. In fact, Barack Obama was all about this in 2007. Here's Barry 18 years ago. Listen and watch.
I think we should have strong border security. It doesn't make sense for us to allow hundreds of thousands of people coming through our borders without us knowing who they are. Oftentimes in very hazardous situations and unmonitored situations that could do us long-term damage. I think we should have a serious employer verification system where employers, when they hire somebody, find out what their work status is. Are they able to work here legally? Right now, what employers will say is, well, we check their Social Security card. That's the best we can do. So we've got to set up a tamper-proof system and then hold employers accountable. You pay a fine. You learn English. You stay out of trouble. You've got a job. You go to the back of the line so that those who came here legally, that backlog is cleared before you have opportunities for citizenship. That is a reasonable approach.
Well, well, well. The Democrats, Lord and Savior, Barack Obama says that. All is good. Donald Trump does precisely what 44 said, and he's Satan. He's Hitler. He's a Nazi. He's a fascist. Man, I love receipts. And if you're an American who values your sovereignty, your safety, your security, and having an overall sense of protection, ask yourself this. Do you want to become France? Do you want to become the United Kingdom? And I say France because yesterday at 6:02 on the show, Stocker shared this from the New York Post. The normally proud and defiant French, defiant, okay, are waving the white flag in the face of migrant terror. Paris has shockingly decided to dim the lights on its annual New Year's Eve celebration. The massive midnight concert that drew a jubilant crowd of 1 million people last year, with the festivities having drawn throngs to the most beautiful avenue in the world for 6 decades, has been scrapped and replaced by a pre-recorded video to be viewed in the safety and comfort of French living rooms. The famous and famed avenue has become a flashpoint of violence lately, with throngs of young, mostly Muslim migrants streaming in from Paris and their infamous suburbs at night looking for trouble, looting stores, and brawling with Paris residents and law enforcement and police officers. The Paris police, which pressed the mayor to scrap the concert, cited security concerns such as unpredictable crowd movements. Without going into details, but critics loudly blamed France's open-door immigration policies. We saw that terror attack against Jews in Australia by radicalized Islamic extremists. We've seen London fall. Why is this happening globally? Well, I believe it's by design. And stylistically, it doesn't mesh. Muslims and Christians are not 100% simpatico. And I believe there are many Muslims out there that are good, peaceful people. But if you don't vet and you don't have a secure border, the ones with jihadist motivations, they enter and they become a threat to all. In fact, Charlie Kirk nailed this 2 years ago. Listen and watch this.
The question is macro Islam compatible with Western values? Macro. Of course it's not. There are three major reasons why. Islam does not believe in freedom of speech. Islam does not believe in freedom of religion, and Islam does not believe in separation of mosque and state. Those three things are antithetical to the West. In a Muslim-majority country, you are not, most Muslim-majority countries, you cannot criticize the Prophet Muhammad. Mm. In most Muslim-majority countries, you do not have the same robust freedom of religion protections. And finally, whereas we in the West are very careful to try to intermix religion and state, they are commanded to actually go into the state and try to change the state to be more Islamic.
Show me the lie. Those are facts. Those are not feelings. And they are two entirely different systems of living, if you will. Ask Germany, Austria, the Netherlands, and now Sweden, all of whom have temporarily reinstated internal border controls due to migration pressures. The same in Ireland, who has admitted that they've lost control due to a rise in small boat crossings into their country. Luckily, America is safer on the West Coast, thanks in part to the FBI foiling a New Year's Eve terror plot in Los Angeles. Here was Bill Hemmer reiterating yesterday what Dawn just talked about in the news on Fox News. Listen and watch.
The FBI now reports that it's disrupted a planned New Year's Eve terror attack in Los Angeles. Four suspects in custody. The FBI identifying them as members of a pro-Palestine extremist group. They're suspected of planning coordinated IED attacks targeting five different locations in Los Angeles. But based on the reporting now, that plot has been foiled. We will wait for more out of L.A. or out of Washington, D.C.
So pro-Palestine, let's just flip that around, a.k.a. anti-American, anti-Western civilization, anti-Western values. Great job out of Kash Patel and Dan Bongino. Patel tweeted the following. Over the weekend, the FBI disrupted a credible, imminent terrorist threat and arrested four individuals connected to the Los Angeles area. The subjects self-identified as members of a radical offshoot of the TILF, that is Turtle Island Liberation Front, an extremist group motivated by pro-Palestinian, anti-law enforcement, and anti-government ideology. So let's get to Hillary Clinton, right? And you might be saying, well, what does Hillary have to do with this? You may recall her saying this was America's biggest threat just back in September. Listen and watch this.
We haven't gotten to the more perfect union, and we fought a civil war over part of it. Mm-hmm. And people have been protesting, you know, for hundreds of years that, you know, things were not as they should be, given our ideals and how we should be moving toward them. So I think that's what makes us so special as a country. And the idea that you could turn the clock back and try to recreate a world that never was dominated by, you know, let's say it, white men of a certain persuasion, a certain religion, a certain point of view, a certain ideology, is just doing such damage to what we should be aiming for.
Yeah, Hillary, because white Christian men are just walking around committing terror acts against Muslims. Yes, Hillary, the Jews, they're walking around blowing themselves up in America to kill Arabs. My God, the white guilt, it's just nauseating. And you know what? She doesn't believe a word she says. It's all a grift. Thankfully, though, we have a safe and secure border in America, in part courtesy of my guy, Tom Homan, and the heroes of ICE. Listen and watch, Tom Homan.
Look, when I came back second time out of retirement with President Trump, he asked me to oversee three things. Securing the border, because the last 4 years in the Biden administration, it was an open border. Not because of mismanagement, not because of incompetence, by design. So he asked me, work with the professionals and create a secure border. And Rodney's going to talk about that a lot more in detail in a minute. He wanted me to oversee the historic deportation operation. And that's exactly what we're doing. Promises made, promises kept. The third thing, go find missing children that the Biden administration released on vetted sponsors. Because of the open border last 4 years, over 500,000 children were smuggled in this country. Last administration couldn't find 300,000 of them, approximately. Under President Trump's leadership, we have located over 62,000 children that the last administration weren't even looking for.
Love that, dude. Per the White House, here are the updated border stats since January 21st. 600,000 border arrests. Over 2.5 million illegals have self-deported. And for seven straight months, Border Patrol, CBP, has released zero, count them, zero illegals into the country. If you want that to continue, J.D. Vance is your guy in 2028. If you want to become like Europe or Australia, well, then vote for Gavin Newsom. But don't take it from me. Take it from Hollywood's James Woods, who said this with Brian Kilmeade on Fox News. Listen and watch.
If you're one of the 20 million military age invaders that came across the border under Joe Biden, who was saying through his mouthpiece, Mayorkas, that the border is secure when this army was coming through, then, you know, or you're a criminal or you're a welfare queen and you're going to love Gavin Newsom. If you're a dead person and you want to vote, then you're going to love Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, let's hope.
But if
we
you're
don't
a hardworking taxpaying citizen, right. You are not going
to
want this guy.
If anybody had any doubt that James...
Slide back right across the country and then stop in Tim Walz's state of Minnesota, another illegal hellhole with safety and security issues. Breitbart reports the following. 400 criminal aliens just busted in Minnesota thanks to Walz's sanctuary policies, which are to be blamed. And then go down south to Alabama. Senator Tommy Tuberville, he says the quiet part out loud. Listen and watch.
So let's make it very clear. The Afghan terrorists attacked these two shoulders because that is what Islam teaches. The Quran says to kill all infidels. That means all people who don't believe in Islam. So let's not mince words about this. Islamists want every single American, and especially Christians, Americans, they want them dead.
America learned, but will it last? Europe and Australia, they're finding out the hard way. Entering a country is a privilege. It's not a right. So let's keep it that way for the safety of all, because after all, it's just common sense. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
Brought to you by Staples. Have an easy holiday only at Staples. Save on custom cards and custom wrapping paper. Great gifts plus shipping supplies and services to get your packages there safely. Don't miss out on the latest laptops where you can save up to 45% off. Staples, boy, that was easy. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in on social media at 1210WPHT. And, of course, let it rip in our YouTube chat.
It's Kale & Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
I think this is by design. I think what you're seeing in Australia and what's happening in Europe with France and with London and things like that, you have these elected losers that just want to open up their country, have unsecure borders, and have this influx of people from third world countries with sinister intentions, not only taking advantage of health care and not paying taxes, but many of which come with ill desires to kill people of Christian faith, of any religious denomination that doesn't identify as Muslim. And I think it's a major problem right now. Thankfully, we have a secure border. But sadly, I think, Dawn, with everything that happened the last 4 years, and I think L.A. and the FBI is proof, we have a lot of terrorists in this country that are not here to take advantage of the American dream, but rather try to end the American way of life.
It's amazing to me how every single day law enforcement at every level, and especially after this past weekend and what happened that we've talked about, all these different events at Bondi, etc., that they just have to be vigilant. There are no matinees. Every single day after letting some 20 million people in this country illegally, we have law enforcement on the lookout. Yesterday, thank God, they were able to thwart that planned attack, as they say, out west. It does make you, you know, just nervous. And that's why we have beefed up patrols around, as we are now in Hanukkah, then next week Christmas. And at this time of year, this is why all of these synagogues, all of these events, this is when we're gathering. New Year's Day in Philadelphia, one of the biggest, oldest parades of its kind in the nation. And so this really puts who? Police in peril.
Yeah.
I mean, law enforcement.
You know what's amazing as well is, you know, after George Floyd in 2020, sports leagues, especially the NFL, which, by the way, I don't know if you watch the Eagles game on Sunday or any football game on Sunday in the NFL or Monday night, they've got these stupid social messages, social justice slogans on their new winter skull cap. It says opportunity, but it's spelled O-P-P-O-R-T, and then they change the color of the font, and then it's unity, U-N-I-T-Y. And then I'm watching the Tom Brady broadcast, the big game between the Rams and the Lions on Sunday, and they just kept hitting you over the head with more social justice messaging, both in the back of the end zone, but also, again, with the forced read that the broadcasters have to do that comes down from the National Football League as part of their partnership. And I'm thinking, where are these messages for America in general? Where are these messages for Jews? Where are these messages for Christians? Like, they're still running the 2021 George Floyd BLM social virtue signaling grift across broadcast television. You don't see any of that for anything pertaining to Jews since October 7th, 2023. I mean, we're 26 months removed, and we're 5 years and change removed from George Floyd. You would think that George Floyd just happened and no Jews are under attack. No Christian values, no Western civilization values. So why the selective social justice messaging from all of these corporate D-bags and these entities like the National Football League? It is embarrassing. You're sitting here telling me about social justice for, as Dawn would say, the black and brown skin community. Well, what about Jews? What about Christians? What about America? I mean, the NFL is Americana to the umpteenth degree. And there's silence on that front. How do they explain that? Why does nobody press them on that? Why wouldn't anybody try to ask the commissioner, Roger Goodell, that, or any corporate executive that wants to send out these absurd things for their social credit score and their ESG score? Boy, they will bend over backwards for the LGBTQ plus community. They don't utter a word for Jews or Americans. How is that possible?
Maybe that's why Roger Goodell gets booed during the draft.
He's been getting booed a long time, too.
Yeah, that's true.
And rightfully so. All right, 855-839-1210. If you would like to jump in, 855-839-1210. We have a lot to get to today. I'm fired up. I got to get to this Trump-Rob Reiner situation from yesterday. We also have new details of Rob Reiner's death, as well as new details on the alleged suspect, his 32-year-old son. We'll get to that when we kick off the 7 o'clock hour. Also, how about this? A local story at Penn State Abington, where a professor is claiming racial discrimination because of DEI practices. We will get to that coming up. And, of course, we have the cut sheet and Matt Rooney. He'll join us when we get him in here virtually via 8:30, which means cannot be late. Can't be late if you're joining via Zoom. There's no traffic.
You don't know that.
There's no weather.
You don't know that.
He doesn't have any cases. I texted him yesterday. He's going to be ready to go.
I talked to him. I said, hey, you've tried to get in here at 8:30 every morning or every Tuesday, and you failed. So why don't we just do this virtually?
Yes.
And he said, great.
I love the idea.
So I am hoping that at 8:30 he will be here.
Yes. And Phil, send him a vMix, not a Zoom, so we don't get any ridiculous connection issues. All right, I got to tell you about my friends at Bucks County Estate Traders. You know, as we head into the holidays, they are the perfect place to go if you want to take a moment to look for maybe just a perfect piece for your house. Maybe you're just looking around, and my wife has been doing this. She's like, we need something over in that corner. That room is not complete. Or maybe you're going to do an entirely new room, or you're going to do your whole house. Bucks County Estate Traders, they are the place to go. And they want to take a moment to thank you, the customer. They appreciate the people who value their real craftsmanship, their real materials, and their furniture, which is built to last. And that's exactly what you'll find in their Hatfield showroom. This is not mass-produced, disposable junk. These are standout pieces, solid wood, exceptional condition,
and the kind of craftsmanship you don't get anymore. Whether you're finishing a home office, updating a dining room, or looking for that one piece that pulls the space together, like I just mentioned, they've got it. If you want furniture that makes an impact, something distinctive that sets your home apart, this is the place. Bucks County Estate Traders, they take pride in helping their customers create spaces that they are proud of. Plus, their inventory, it changes constantly. Stop on out, see the owner, Matt Stanella, big fan of the show, big listener of the station, and stop on in and ask him, say, look, what did Nick do? What are some of the pieces that Nick and his wife chose? He's going to show you some of the styles we selected, and you will be very satisfied. And every time you go, it's a fresh chance to find something truly one of a kind. So stop by Bucks County Estate Traders in Hatfield or check their inventory online. Find the piece that turns your house into a home. Visit BucksCountyEstateTraders.com.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.